Welcome to the Market Minute podcast, where we will go over the top market headlines you need to know as you start the week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a senior wealth strategy associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, a UBS managing director, private wealth advisor, and senior portfolio manager. We are located in the Manhattan market and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. It is Tuesday, March 17th. Jason, on Fox Business, you were talking about the fate of the market really hinging on one thing in the short run, and that's oil. Talk to us more about that.
The situation, Jordan, with Iran is clearly very complicated. But what's not complex is the direction of stocks does boil down to the price of oil. And oil largely hinges on when the straits will open safely. So while Iran is holding oil hostage, U.S. may be returning the favor by perhaps seizing Karg Island or creating this coalition of allied naval ships to help escort oil tankers. And in the face of this, oil's been shockingly resilient down. The market's been shockingly resilient down only 4%. And that's because markets are sensing lower oil in the future, maybe not next week, but in the future. In fact, we originally thought 20 million barrels would be offline a day. It looks more like 10 to 14 million barrels are offline. So oil futures are sussing this out and wagering $70 oil in the next 6 months. That is why it feels to me that we're starting to sniff out an end to this conflict.
You're exactly right. Futures are even up slightly today. But let's switch topics for a second because midterms are around the corner. There's going to be this sense of urgency to end conflict. Am I right by that?
Yeah. I mean, Trump's made the economy and by extension, the stock market, Jordan, his self-imposed scorecard. And given how high the stakes are economically and politically, we think you will get clarity within the next month or so. And Trump said time in and time again, 4 to 6 weeks. So statements like that or that the U.S. has achieved its military objectives suggest that D.C. is looking for an off-ramp. And what the silver lining in this gray cloud is that the U.S. economy heading into this was in a very good position to fight this so-called oil disease. GDP growing above trend, unemployment still below 4.5%, earnings slated to grow maybe as high as 15%. So investors really need to distinguish between front page risk and bottom line risk. History shows geopolitical events create these temporary corrections, not lasting bear markets.
All right, let's hope. We'll keep an eye on oil prices and hopefully this sunsetting geopolitical conflict, especially with midterm elections around the corner. Thank you, Jason. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate origins. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.